This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 17th, 2014. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with the author of The Meat Racket, The Secret Takeover of America's Food Business. The book traces how Tyson Foods grew from a family business, as well as how the business of poultry farming has changed during the past few decades. We'll also have a conversation with the CEO of Tyson, Donnie Smith. Those stories and more. But first, a company that will manage operations of Entergy's Arkansas Power Grid broke ground on a new facility Friday in Little Rock. The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO, is establishing the regional headquarters that company officials say will employ 50 people with average annual salaries of $85,000. Governor Mike Beebe, who was on hand for the ceremony, says the company needs highly skilled, technologically oriented workers.
I liken what this is all about to air traffic controllers for electrons. They're going to be directing those electrons throughout multiple miles of systems with engineers and highly qualified, highly educated people to be able to deliver reliable, cost-effective energy.
Construction on the $22 million facility is expected to be complete next spring. The state of Arkansas will provide incentives to MISO for every employee it hires over a four-year period. Arkansas's jobless rate edged downward in January. According to data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the jobless rate for the month was 7.3%, representing nearly 97,000 people out of work in the state. That represents a decrease of 0.1% and 1,700 fewer unemployed people. Joblessness also declined on a year-over-year basis. One year ago, the state's jobless rate was at 7.5%, with more than 99,000 people unemployed. The Fayetteville City Council tomorrow night will again consider an ordinance aimed at increasing residents' ability to grow and sell agricultural goods on their property within the city. Peter Nierengarten, the city's director of sustainability and strategic planning, says the ordinance is a series of changes to four areas of the city's unified development code.
They're divided into two areas, changes that would help promote and enable on-site sales of homegrown and home-produced agricultural products through some changes to the definition of what's allowable under a garage sale. And then also changes to our definition of a home occupation so that you could sell these home-produced agricultural products from your home.
The other area on which the Urban Agriculture Ordinance focuses is the city's fowl and animal ordinance. Those changes, depending on the size of the property in question, would allow residents to keep a certain number of chickens and goats. But Nierengarten says some restrictions would still be in place for those hoping to keep backyard animals.
Roosters are not allowed inside the city limits under this ordinance, so any roosters would be, there would be a notice of violation issued for roosters, and we're requiring that property owners have secure fences for their goats that would keep their goats contained, and if their goats are not able to be contained, then there's an avenue for issuing citations for animals that are at large.
The Urban Agriculture Ordinance was tabled at the previous City Council meeting. The Fayetteville City Council convenes at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at the City Administration Building on Mountain Street. A federal judge on Friday struck down major provisions of Arkansas's 12-week abortion ban. The law was enacted during last year's state legislative session despite a veto by Governor Mike Beebe. According to Talk Business Arkansas, U.S. District Judge Susan Weber Wright struck down much of the law, ruling that viability rather than a heartbeat is the key factor in whether an abortion should be allowed. Wright didn't completely strike down the law, though. Her decision allows the provision that requires a doctor to check for a fetal heartbeat and to notify a pregnant woman if a heartbeat is present. Two area colleges have formalized an agreement to make student transfers easier. According to the City Wire, Northwest Arkansas Community College and Ecclesia College in Springdale signed a transfer agreement Friday. The agreement means NWAC students can transfer 60 associate degree hours with a grade of C or higher into either the Bachelor of Science in Business Administration or the Sports Management degree programs at Ecclesia College. An endowed professorship at the University of Arkansas has received additional funding from its namesake. Ansel and Virginia Condrey of Dallas have pledged $240,000 to support the endowed professorship in chemical engineering. The professorship was created during the campaign for the 21st century. According to the university, the gift will also provide support to the College of Engineering through the Dean's Advisory Council Fund. Beginning tomorrow, part of a street near downtown Fayetteville will be closed for utilities work. According to the city, the eastbound lane of Halsell Road between Cross and Oliver Avenues will be closed during daytime hours to allow for the installation of a water main. The work is expected to last 10 weekdays, and the street will be open on evenings and during weekends. The City of Harrison has issued a boil order this morning for all city residents living south of the fairgrounds. According to the city, the boil order is a result of a waterline break last night. The Razorback baseball team won one of three on the road in Florida this weekend. Arkansas dropped Friday's game 2-1 and lost again on Saturday with a final score of 1-0. But Arkansas came back yesterday with a 9-3 win. The road series marked the beginning of SEC play for the Razorbacks, who are now 9-7 on the season. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear skies with lows from 35 in northwest Arkansas to 39 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from 66 to 70. And tomorrow night, expect mostly clear conditions with lows from 34 to 39.